This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and we're speaking with Walt Gator Hopkins, and he is the inventor and president of Gator Industries, the inventor of the Gator Getter, and we're going to let you listen to what I think sounds like, on the face of it, one of the more interesting new products to come in and affect the sweeping industry in recent times. The Gator Getter is so named because the CB word for gator is, or meaning for gator, is tire tread. This is a machine that picks up tire treads and much more at road speed on highways. I'm excited about it. Welcome, Walt. Gator, I guess we should call you Gator.
Ranger, I'm awful glad to be here with talking to you today. And to all those listening, I'm glad to talk to all of us today in the sweeping industry.
Well, your machine looks quite revolutionary to me. It is certainly a problem within the sweeping industry to pick up tire casings and deer carcasses, mufflers, and all those other assorted things that end up on the side of the roadway. And if it does work as it is shown in the videos, to me there are enormous implications for stormwater runoff pollution removal, because it appears that it would open the way to having a wider range of air sweepers being used for relatively high-speed sweeping on the interstates, and we could get as more small micron debris. Why don't you, if you would, talk about this machine of yours and what it does and what it's for, how it mounts onto a vehicle, and how you got this going.
Ranger, I don't know where to start, but I'll start on one of those points. And I've been a manufacturer, fabricator, developer, lots of different things for 33 years in the business. We've got several different company divisions that are very diversified company divisions along the manufacturing lines. I'll stay with those divisions today, but been manufacturing lots of different things over the years, tanks, bins, vessels, vats, stairs, mezzanines, custom material handling equipment. One of my favorite things, Ranger, is proprietary development and engineering, application engineering, as I like to call it. Certainly, working within the industry lines for all these years, our number one, above all things, things for personnel and the human factor is safety. Safety, Ranger, is the keyword that got me thinking, how can I keep the human factor out of harm's way in today's fast speed road conditions? How can I keep that poor he or she that's been assigned as the unlucky person every day to have to go out the mile marker blankety blank and pick up said road debris? God forbid if it's a tire tread that's got the wire hanging out of it, as 99.9% of them do, and God forbid also if it's one of those 100-pounders, and also, God help him, if it's a hot day, and even worse, Ranger, what if it's a dead, stinking, rotten animal? All those things that I named and many more, including the stepladders off the trucks, the chairs that fell off the back of a student moving. We've even picked up mattresses before, Ranger. Now, typically, the Gator Getter wasn't made for mattresses, but the point I'm making is we are keeping the human factor out of the trough, harm's way, the highway, whatever you want to call it, and we're doing it and extracting, picking up, removing, whatever what you want to call it. We're doing that on those said debris and many more at full highway speed, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, 80, 90, 100, 110K as in kilometers. We'll do it all day long. I'll guarantee the performance. This device is a relatively cheap in comparison to other. It is front-end mounted on conventional and existing owned departments of transportation trucks. It is a relatively light in gross poundage apparatus, and its performance, again, I said before, I'll guarantee the performance with said surface conditions, said weather conditions, and said operator, trained operator with a good eye-to-hand coordination for the controls, he can extract, pick up, remove road debris every day and night, including at night with proper lights, which we furnish as an option. He can pick up all the road debris that you want, and his productivity will minimally be a 10-to-1 over the existing way, while keeping the amount of personnel, equipment, attenuating front and rear attenuators, and other associated equipment out of the picture, as we don't even need it, because we're running at full speed within our lane of traffic, with the traffic, safely, and removing that road debris.
That sounds very good. I guess before we go too much further, it's sort of a coincidence. We talked offline prior to our interview that your name is Gator, and that had to steer you kind of toward the name of Gator Getter. But the word Gator in the context of this machine is the CB terminology, you were saying.
It is kind of crazy, but, you know, hey, what the heck, it's a crazy world that we live in. But guess what? 35 years ago, or maybe 40, when I was just a kid in school, that would even been grade school, believe it or not, one of my favorite girlfriends, that would be girlfriend, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, the girlfriend way back then named me Gator, and I don't know why, Ranger, but by golly, that's what she named me, and the name stuck. It's been on every single company business card that I've had in 33 years. Everybody in the whole industry, all the industry-specific groups that we're dealing with for 33 years knows me by that. And to be perfectly honest, I got to tell you, it's truly been an asset, because rarely do I ever tell anybody what the last name is upon calling him. All I do is say, I call him up and say, hey, this is Gator, and everybody knows Gator. So I'm glad to be Gator. I'm glad to have named that. And what a coincidence, Ranger. Indeed it is, as you said, that the truckers the acronym for road debris, they named it Gators. I don't know how many years ago.
Gator on the road, huh?
That's right. Probably two or three decades ago, they named road debris Gators, and so I call the device Gator Getter by Gator.
Let's talk about this device you have. I see it hooked on a vehicle. We have that in we'll have that in the article that goes along with this. It looks to go pretty much full width across the standard pickup truck. It, I would assume, mounts somewhat like a snowplow might mount down onto the frame of the system. Talk about that a little bit, about the speed. You talk about road speed. What kind of speed can you pick up, say, a deer or a tire carcass with? And then tell me how you get rid of it when the time comes.
Ranger, I'm glad to talk to you about all those things. And then I got to tell you, the most exciting thing of all those subjects I'm going to talk to you about, but I never can get over the excitement and exuberation that we had on trial test run day, the day here at the company that we picked up. It was a dead animal that was simulating our most problematic highway debris animal in the United States, or at least it is for us in the East Coast. Guess what? Deer. And for the simulation of the deer that day, well, by golly, we didn't have a deer, so we used deceased dairy calf. That dairy calf that day, Ranger, was 105 pounds. It was, as I say, a deceased, newly born, or a couple, 2 or 3 days old dairy calf, but it had the friction and body mass, friction coefficients and characteristics to make up the most characteristic type of animal that we could use for the extraction of deer off our highways.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up that dairy calf, that animal, that day, with no separation of limbs or fur, skin,
yeah,
or whatever. It's a relatively docile, somewhat gentle pickup, even at those speeds, as I said before, 50, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. I've done 80, but to watch the incoming debris, and you've got to judge the debris, and the speed, the pickup speed, you have to judge it based upon the debris that you're picking up.
Let me interrupt to say, is there a minimum speed you need to be going? Let's say, can you pick up a tire casing, let's say, at 5 miles an hour? Do you need to be up at 30?
Good question. The answer to that is the device, contrary to all the existing conventional methods, of course, needs speed. It wants speed. Our conventional methods, we can't do speed. We don't like speed. The Gator Getter wants speed. To answer your question, yes, we can pick up those other said debris at a much slower speed, typically up to 10, 15, 20 miles an hour. I'd rather say more like 30. They may not be deposited within the deposition tray of the Gator Getter. That's okay, though, because the Gator Getter has proprietarily built into it checks and balances, you would say, or at least I should say a checking system whereby that debris is checked so that it can't fall back out. Typically, I should say, it typically won't fall back out if it doesn't make its full journey to the reception tray. It will not fall back out because it's checked into the device by means of other proprietary apparatuses on board.
That makes good sense. And talk about what happens once it's in the, whatever it is in the container. Calf is going to, or a deer is going to pretty much take up the container. You're then able to take it and offload it. And I would think in many parts of the rural America, you may be able to take something like a deer and just kind of point it toward the far edge of the road and let nature take its course. That's certainly not going to be the case with tire casings and mufflers and those kinds of things. Talk about how you offload and what you see as the standard process to collect that material later on.
Well, Ranger, how do you outload? It's simply the pulling of a pin that is on the front of the apparatus, the front of the device. We pull a pin, the reception tray drops down, and simply the debris slides off of the tray and will land literally at your feet. Now, at that point, needless to say, we have got it out of harm's way. We did it at full speed, but when it landed at our feet, we know that we have now driven simply to the side of the road, or to an adjacent rest area, or whatever is applicable and suiting, received it. We've got it out of the line of harm's way. We did it cheaply, affordably, safely, and our capacity. You were mentioning the capacity. Well, our capacity is not much. We don't claim it to be much. We're not processing. We're not carrying on board tons and tons of product. But once we have extracted or removed that road debris, we can, as you pointed out, depending on the state and the ecology and the environmental and this and that and everything else, you may, I'm not saying do it, because a lot of states are really cracking down on the cease animal program and literally going to vast lengths in some of those state departments of transportation, believe it or not, to do on-site back at residency headquarters composting of that day's collection of animal carcasses, where they bring them back, and not only are they bringing all the tire debris and this and that and everything else that they've collected that day, typically they're going to be carrying that back to company headquarters or residency shop headquarters in the back of a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
That can be the same back of the same truck. Let's talk about the truck one time. The truck size, minimally, that we want for the running and use and application of the Gator Getter needs to be, minimally, about 1 ton, preferably and on up. Ford, Chevrolet, Dodge, whatever. We prefer the cab forward for much better frontal longitudinal view out. We prefer that. It's excellent over a conventional long cab truck. Now, we've caught our debris, we've thrown it into the back of the same truck that has now picked it up. We did that on the side of the road or wherever it's going to be. We hauled it back to wherever, whether it's company headquarters or the junkyard wherever they want to go, and that's what we're doing with the Gator Getter, and how we collect it, and how we handle it after we collect it.
So it's very versatile in terms of being able to either fill up your truck or optionally have somebody else, animal control, comes out and gets the animals. You put the tire carcasses and mufflers in the back of the truck till it gets full, or you could just leave it on the side of the road away from out of traffic out to, let's say, at a rest stop or at whatever your designated areas are that are collection areas. And could this Gator Getter then, it seems clear to me, could precede a sweeper that we'll say was an air sweeper with a 12-inch intake tube and pick up whatever is needed to be picked up that is not going to fit up that intake tube and allow the sweeper to just keep rolling and not have that be a problem? I know right now there are many places where mechanical broom sweepers are the only option because there is this large material in the roadway, and you can't, again, going back to the safety issue, you can't afford from a safety viewpoint to be bringing workers, jumping them out of the cab in a busy interstate to pick this stuff up. So that seems clear that if your machine works as advertised, there should be a market preceding sweepers and either broom sweepers or air sweepers to get the kind of the big stuff collected. What else is there about the machine that we should know about?
Before I forget about it, if I can go back to one thing that you've already mentioned previously, and that is the sweeper types, the conventional sweeper types, where we feel with the Gator Getter and how it shall and how I hope it to find its niche in the market. The conventional mechanical or air type sweeper, it is not going to replace. It will not replace that because those sweepers have found their venue. They found their niche in the market, and we're not trying to extract or remove dust and fine particles. That's not our thing.
No.
Our thing is extracting small, medium, and large road debris, as we said, at full speed. Your conventional sweepers, irregardless of brand, size, type, cost, flavor, whatever, they can't run typically over, 10, 15 miles an hour, I would think, at the most.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And those conventional sweepers, additionally, Ranger, as you've already pointed out, are not going to be very receptive to taking large pieces of debris up their throats, as you call it. I told you what we can take. We've taken on mattresses before. We don't like those, and they're not too typical, except in college towns where you've got a bunch of students moving and forget to lash them down. Let me go to price. I had one guy tell me, Ranger, that he figured the price was about one-tenth the start of the average lawsuit that was brought against the state by the widow whose husband had just been killed in the line of duty in his job place as a result of trying to remove road debris. And then, you know where I'm going with this. I mean, the lawyers start chasing the case, and the case could turn into $150,000 or $300,000 lawsuit before you even get started. So what I'm telling you is our price is about one-tenth of that $200,000.
Well, it seems like it puts you in a price point where it's certainly feasible in the marketplace. Many of the people that you'll be out there selling to have a one-ton or something that they can use, or they go out and dedicate it to the machine. It looks to me like you will find a ready marketplace in the municipal market as well as in the contractor market of folks who sweep and need an option to pick up large material out in front of their sweepers, and to do routine pickup, say on call type pickup, where you get a call in that says there's such and such on the road, and you dispatch your Gator Getter truck for that sector and pick it up. And in those cases, you could just bring it back to the shop with you, whatever it is, or to wherever it should go. So it sounds like anybody that listens to this is certainly going to get it in terms of what the potential is for this machine to not only make their operation safer but in the case of contractors, to become more full-featured and to provide a greater level of service and flexibility to their customers. So I think that's in question at all. We can find you at GatorIND.com and GatorGetter.com. Also, we'll forward to that that address. There are videos there that explain the whole thing, and with that pictures, you know, worth many, many words type of concept. You're located up in Virginia. Is that the where the machines all head out to? So shipping is all from Virginia, I would assume.
Ranger, we are in Virginia. We're very proud to be in the mid-Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. Very, very beautiful place, if I do say so myself. Been here all my life. We manufacture, ship out here. We, as I said before, we're custom machine producers, manufacturers. We've got our own product lines in other areas. But on the Gator Getter, it shipped right out of our local Harrisonburg, Virginia. And awful glad to have had this opportunity today to talk to you and the listening public. Ranger, if I could say one more thing, could I say
of course,
one thing
please
about
do.
Another very problematic debris type that's out there? Do we have another minute?
Absolutely.
Ranger, another debris type that is out there that we all have been confronted with, guess what, is the small rocks, I would even say small, medium, and I'm not going to say large rocks, but then we have to identify what are we going to call large rocks. But what I'm speaking of is a very problematic mountain pass, highway areas going through mountain passes where you've got rock fences up that have been penetrated. We all seen rock fences before that have been penetrated by boulders and rocks, not stones and rocks, but boulders that have come down off those mountain passes, the inclination side banks. And thus, we have seen occasionally holes through those fences. The point is, once those rocks are on the highway, now you've got another road debris out there just waiting to cause a sequential chain of events that happens in road debris accidents when that motorist has typically two, three choices. That is, swerve to the right, swerve to the left, or slam on the brakes and hope that KW truck doesn't run down his exhaust pipe. And these are the kind of things that one more debris type, rocks and stones in mountainous areas that have continually have to be patrolled. You put a Gator Getter to operation on those kind of areas, on assigned highway areas, or as you said before previously, a call out, emergency call out. And also, as you said previously, whether it be by assigned jurisdictional existing highway department or assigned contractor, the Gator Getter will perform, as I've told you, with admirable results.
Well, I could see where that would be something that that really would make a difference. Where I'm located here in Northwest Washington State, we have a number of mountain passes, and of course every time we go from east to west in the state, you do see a rock or two that's either been pushed off to the side of the road where it's dangerous, it means there's no shoulder available in that area, or it's still in the roadway and you have to swerve around it. So I could see where that would be very applicable to highway departments for their pass teams. So I'm very glad you brought that up. Is there anything else we should know about your machine before we wrap it up?
Well, I guess in closing today here from Virginia, and awful glad again to talk to you and the sweeping world. Bottom line summary perhaps could be keeping human factor out of harm's way. Number one. Number two, doing it affordably. Number three, doing it repetitiously with a very astounding retrieval percentage. And number four is certainly doing it well in all weather conditions. I should point that out because, again, we're not putting a human factor out there. And number five is, as I said before, doing it typically with conventional owned state, federal, existing vehicular trucks that are previously owned. You mentioned, Ranger, a while ago, the front-end lifting equipment. I may have gotten off the subject on that, but the front-end lifting equipment is nothing more typically than a medium to heavy-duty snowplow lifting equipment apparatus that is on those state, the typical state highway truck, existing state mm-hmm. highway truck presently.
Yeah, it looks like that would be plenty to handle the kind of stuff you're doing. It doesn't need to be near as beefy as a snowplow, would be my guess. So
that good. Is correct. That is right. So that's about all I've got today. I mean, I could just talk and talk. I'm very passionate about the product, but I'm the most passionate about keeping that human being out of the harm's way. We like to say that the more responsible state highway departments are going to be the ones putting their best foot forward with the use and implementation, the application of the Gator Getter by taking that step forward for their human factor to protect them, and we tend to think of it as just a good safety tool, if nothing else, but certainly all those other things, but certainly top of the bracket is a good safety tool.
Well, and it and for the other people that don't fit that category somehow, it's a liability, lessens the liability, and that's something that I think everybody has to be more cautious about these days, too. Well, let's wrap it up then and say that they can see more at www.gatorgetter.com. That's GatorGetter.com. And what's the phone number that they could reach you?
Well, the phone number that they can reach us at here at the main office, our manufacturing plant in Virginia, Ranger, would be 540-289-5051. Or better yet, they can dial us 24 hours a day on our toll-free number, and that would be 800-522-4980 for Gator Industries in Virginia. And again, that's 800-522-4980.
Well, thank you very much, Gator. And we have been speaking with Walt Gator Hopkins, and his product is the Gator Getter, which is a medium to high speed large debris pickup apparatus and equipment that can go on the front of equipment such as a one-ton pickup and pick up road debris that's been left, whether that's tire casings, cushions, dead animals, and so forth. It's sounds quite innovative, and I wish you the best with it.
Ranger, I'm awful glad to talk to you today, and again, the listening public. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm very passionate about putting this product in the hands of those that can use it and saving lives. Thanks so much.
You're sure welcome. Have a great day.